Yo, yo, check it out.
If breakfast is the most important meal of your day,
rockin', ladies and gentlemen,
then you need to have yours in the company of friends.
It's always on.
Time for us to be joined on the line by a lady whose voice is becoming quite familiar here on CCFM. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Jonathan and CCFM listeners.
It is so good to be chatting to you. Now, for those who are saying this voice is awfully familiar, it's because for the last 2 days we've had Claire sharing her personal testimony and really just enjoying it so, so much. It's really been kind of every time this cliffhanger and like, okay, what happens next? What happens next? Oh, it's good. It's so good. Well, this morning we want to chat to you about the Kingdom Collective. What and who is the Kingdom Collective?
So the Kingdom Collective is completely the Lord's doing. He put it together and dropped it into my heart and into a friend of mine who actually I didn't know that well, but the Lord put us together. A mutual friend had said, you two need to meet.
Oh, wow.
And we just felt like it was of God, because I'd been given a word the end of last year about just collaboration and doing business God's way. And, you know, the whole thing, the Lord only revealed bit by bit of this whole thing and how it came about. But it's just incredible, you know, what he's doing. It's been confirmed by so many and all over the world that the Lord is raising up kingdom people to actually start supporting one another. And especially this was all before COVID, before everything has kind of panned out the way it is now. And so what the Kingdom Collective is that it's a collaboration between anybody that owns a business or a service or a product, and to be able to have a platform to support one another.
Brilliant.
In Kingdom, so that our finances go back to Kingdom.
Mm.
So if you're going to be using a service or a product, try wherever you can to make sure that your finances are going into Kingdom companies.
That's brilliant. That is, and it's so practical, and it's so simple. You know, often we hear people saying, yeah, buy local, support local, and that thing, and that's a good initiative, but why not buy local, support local, specifically from Christians?
Exactly. You know, in all the other religions, like the Muslims are really good at doing this, the Jewish people are really good at supporting one another, but somehow as Christians, we didn't seem to get it as right as they did. And so, you know, more and more it started to just feel like, why not? Why do we not support one another? And at first, my partner Lauren and I thought, okay, we're going to do this whole online thing. And again, this was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And then the world went online.
Yeah.
And we both really felt the Lord going, no, I want you to do this my way. I want you to do this a different way. And it's not online. It's relational, and we've both very felt so strongly that it's through relationships and fellowship, and that's how the pop-up shopping experience was birthed, and we just both felt this was right, down to, I mean, so what basically the Kingdom Collective is vendors coming together to have a market day, but even the venue is Kingdom, and the venue itself will move around, but even the fee to be paying to be there on that day is going straight back to Kingdom.
Yeah.
So, we're very excited to have our very first market day coming up on the 7th of November, and just, excited to meet with other Christian companies and brands and so many small little businesses that are actually using the Kingdom Collective as a platform has been so exciting. And supporting, you know, NGOs and non-profit organizations, and just to be able to see what ministries people are pouring their time and effort into.
Mm.
So it's a platform for that as well.
Yeah, sure. That's incredible. I do, though, feel that we need to address the elephant in the room, and that being that there have been many people who've done business with Christians and been sorely burnt.
Yes. No, I hear you. And that is why we feel very strongly, Lauren and I, that not only do you need to be a Christian company, but you need to run your business based on biblical principles. And so if you go onto our any of our platforms like Instagram, Facebook, we often are posting what does a kingdom business look like.
Brilliant.
And it's not operating the same as what the world operates. You cannot take business as a Christian or call yourself a kingdom business and you look exactly like a worldly business, because that's not biblical.
Mm.
And so you need to, there's certain biblical standards that you need to adhere to, and there's integrity, honesty, going the extra mile. There are so many biblical verses that we have put up and said, these are our principles. Do you come in line with this? So even on an application form, we lay it out, like, does your company adhere to this? So, look, it's a learning curve, and we all obviously have to, this is our first market, so we will have to see how we go. But if any company, you know, we hear is not adhering to that, then we will distance ourselves from allowing them to be part of, because we pride ourselves on doing this God's way. It's not our way.
Mm.
And that often doesn't make practical business sense to the world, but the Lord has said, no, do it like this. So, yeah, it is, as you say, something that is a very real reality. People have been burnt by somebody saying they're Christian and then not being treated in a very
Christian-like,
a good way of showing good testimony.
Yeah.
So that is very important to us.
That is so important. So how do potential vendors connect with you guys? How do people that are wanting to just, you know, collaborate and join in and saying, I'm on fire for God, I want to do this thing the right way, how do they connect with you?
So they are welcome to join us on our Facebook page, which is The Kingdom Collective, and our handle is at Growing Business God's Way, with full stops in between. or on Instagram is The Kingdom Collective. Or they're welcome to WhatsApp me, Claire, and can I give you my number on air?
Please do, yeah.
Okay, so my number is 082-8462-433. They are welcome to connect with me, and I'll send them application forms for them to read through and see if it resonates with how they operate.
Brilliant. That is so good. I think that is so, so good. Again, the handle on Facebook?
The handle on Facebook is at Growing, then full stop Business, full stop God's, full stop Way. So Growing Business God's Way with full stops in between.
Okay.
And then please, even if you're not a vendor, come support us on the 7th of November. We will be at Anabula, which is normally closed on a Saturday. So it's quite a special thing that we are going to be open and running as a market there. And that is in Durbanville Hills, the corner of Contlemans Kloof and Thistlethorpe Road.
Beautiful. From 9 o'clock until 4 p.m. And it's Saturday, the 7th of November. So you've got some time to prepare yourself for that. And is there a cost to get in?
No, completely free entry, and it is a lovely family venue. So bring the kids along, bring, you know, grannies and grandpas. We will be adhering to strict COVID protocol, though. So wear a mask, please. There'll be hand sanitizer. And it's a farm, so there's plenty open space.
Excellent. And I'm trusting that the weather's going to be beautiful. I'm sure by the 7th of November, we're going to have stunning weather.
Claire, I'm praying for that.
Yes. Claire, it's been great chatting to you. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Appreciate what you guys are doing. And thank you for chatting to us about Kingdom Collective.
Thank you so much for your time, and have a very blessed morning.
Awesome. Thank you.
Breakfast can only taste this good when you have it with friends. Breakfast with friends.